Oh man, it was so incredible. It's always such a special experience for us to come down there, perform and be in residence and community. I mean, we so quickly feel like we become part of it. Then it's just really sad when we leave. The entire experience was phenomenal. Of course, there was a lot going on for us because that was actually the infamous trip of Nick and Zach playing on the tarmac with their, violins and filming it. So there was a ridiculous amount of press going on that week, along with all the residency activities that we had. Simultaneously, as we're there, we're breaking into world news in a whole new market than we ever had. So it was exciting on so many levels. The musicians there, a lot of which are our friends, getting to hear them play, your wonderful conductor, and of course our good and dear friend Peter Lane, the president down there, who was also president of the Mann Music Center in Philadelphia when we had our story about when the lights went out, the power outage, and Zach and I got to perform for 5,000 people impromptu. So it was really surreal because, we have this crazy viral story going on with Nick and Zach on the tarmac, and it just so happens to be the same guy when we had our sort of first viral experience some 11 years ago in July with the Mann Music Center power outage.
So when you got here and there was all this viral coverage, were you able to just like kind of tune it out and just kind of be in the Ozarks and play lots of amazing music, or how did you guys wrap your heads around all that?
It was definitely an exciting distraction, but we were there to focus on the music. And especially, like Renan said, that orchestra comprised of so many talented colleagues of ours. We didn't want the attention too much on something that just on our own thing. We were really there to focus on just how amazing that orchestra, when put together with all those amazing musicians, sounds, and our participation in that vibe was just extraordinary. Also, there's just the town, the community there. There is no community like it, and we're proud to have that relationship. So we had a really great time.
Everyone enjoys when you guys come through and play for us. You're all so enthusiastic about your playing and just amazing musicians. So it all goes together very well. And let's talk about your new album. The piece that really just first drew me in was your interpretation of the Bach Chaconne. So I wanted to hear the story of how that came together.
Well, that's got a bit of a history to it. I've played the Bach Chaconne and the D minor partita, well, for half of my life now, and it's been a huge influence on me as a violinist. I think one day I was warming up on it, and Renan heard me warming up on the arpeggiation section, and he just started playing a bass line to it and smiling at me while he was doing it, and I dug it, and we kept going with it for about 15 minutes, and then we said, let's record this, and we recorded it, and it sat in the coffers for several years, and we teamed up with our dear friend from Curtis, Stephen Hackman, who's also co-producer on this album, and sent him that jam session. And he listened to it, and he was like, guys, this is awesome. I'm also hearing with this melody, Bon Iver's Calgary in this as well. And we were like, go to town. And so he created that arrangement based off of our jams. And the outcome is what you hear on the album.